读第一章第一节，我读第一节第二节，你们读第三节一直到第五节。
Pastor will read verses 1 and 2 and read 3 to 5.
信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论说疑惑的事。有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为上帝已经收纳他。你是谁请论断别人的仆人？他或站住或跌倒，只有他的主人，而且他必站住，因为主能使他站住。有人看这热比那热强，有人看热热都是一样，只是个人心里要意见坚定。手热的人是为主手，吃的人是为主吃，因为他感谢上帝；不吃的人是为主不吃，也感谢上帝。第七节或第八节，我自己读：我们没有一个人是为自己活，也没有一个人是为自己死。我们的活着是为主而活，若死了，是为主而死。所以，我们或活或死，总是主的人。我们今天读经的，我们刚才提到了关于绝对与相对的分界的。
Just we bring up a distinction of this absolute and also relative.
那保罗就用这种精神来处理日常生活中间一些不同的信徒的生活习惯。
With this kind of spirit, and then Paul deal with the kind of living habits of certain Christians.
有时候我们会很彷徨，不知道怎么决定。到底已经做的是不是对，还没有做的应该不应该做。
Sometimes we are confused and uncertain what kind of decision we got to make and what I think we do was right or wrong.
有的人到坟墓去的时候，
Some when we go to tomb,
他不知道到哪里可以不可以祷告。
They don't know whether going Vatican pray.
一直祷告会不会人家以为我们是对死人讲话。
Because when we pray, will people deem that we are talking to dead?
那么我们是对上帝讲话，如果人误会我们对死人讲话怎么办呢？
But we are talking to God, if people deem that we are talking to the dead, what are they going to do now?
我们可以不可以献花呢？
Can we offer flowers?
那我们花是献给谁呢？
And to whom do we offer the flowers?
因为许多时候你花放在那边走了，人家就把它拿掉了。
Because many times you put the flowers there and walk away, people take away the flowers.
根本死人你不需要你把花献给他。
And also dead people do not need you to offer the flowers.
这样的事情圣经又没有讲的。
But the Bible never teaches all these things.
所以我们到底可以不可以？
So can we do or can we not do?
那么这样的保罗要处理这样的事情。
Paul to deal with all these things.
他在这里面就特别提了几个例子。
Here he mentioned a few illustrations.
就是有人是吃蔬菜的。
Some take only vegetables.
有人是吃肉的。
Some take meat too.
那么吃肉的人对不吃肉的人怎么看法呢？
Those who take meat to those who are vegetarian, how would they look at them?
吃肉的人对吃肉的人又怎么看法？
And those who do not take meat, how would they mean those who take meat?
有的人信耶稣了还守安息日。
And some after believing Jesus, they still keep Sabbath.
还有守许多旧约的节期。
And also many of the feasts in the Old Testament.
但是有的信耶稣以后他就不在意注重这些日期。
But for some, after they become Christian, do not pay emphasis to all this already.
所以在大体上，
So in the big totality,
重要的原则上，
And in principle,
在最关键的信仰上，
In the most critical belief,
每个基督徒都是差不多一样。
Every Christian is about the same.
但是在细节的事情上，
But on minute details,
我发现原来大家看法不一样。
We find that we have different views.
不但是信徒与信徒看法不一样，
Not only Christian and Christian are different.
有些信徒跟这事看法也不一样。
Some are Christians and the deacons are different.
有些这事跟这事跟长老也不一样。
And some of the deacons and deacons and elders are different in view.
有些长老跟牧师也不一样。
And some of the elder and the pastor have different views.
到底初信的人要走哪一条路？
So as a new believers, which way should you follow?
有些教会说你一定要进礼。
Some of the church says you must immerse.
有些教会说你可以地礼。
Some say you can be sprinkled.
那么你说我选地礼，因为我怕伤风。
I want to think choose sprinkling because I'm afraid I catch a cold.
有的人说我选进礼，我怕不顺服耶稣的这个命令。
Some will say that I'll be baptized by immersion because I fear that I'll go against the teaching of Christ Jesus.
这样的情形发生的时候，
This kind of thing when it happens,
我们到底应当怎么样？
Now how are we going to behave then?
所以请你注意信仰的本质。
So you're going to pay attention to the substance of belief.
跟以节，
And also riches.
以色，
And also
以色，
以色， And also the performance.
The performance of the liturgy or customs. 这些的东西呢 是两件不同的事。
And these two things are different.
信仰的本质
and the substance of a belief
是比较属于绝对的范围。
They are more in the realm of absoluteness.
饮食跟宗教生活的这个方式
liturgy and the way of life
这是比较属于表面的这个相对性。
These are more superficial and more relative in nature.
所以你不能把这两个混为一谈。
So you cannot confuse these two.
所以今天呢，我要直接跟你们谈。
So tonight I want to talk to you directly.
什么东西属于绝对的范围？
What that belongs to absolute?
什么东西属于相对的范围？
What that belongs to relative?
保罗在这里提了几个例子。
Paul mentioned a few illustrations.
守日子的例子。
When the illustration of keeping days.
另外一个是有关于吃喝的例子。
And the other illustration about eating and drinking.
那么这个守日子是在时间的范围里面。是在历史过程之中。
So when you keep days and feasts, it's within a confined of time.
吃什么，喝什么，不吃什么，不喝什么，是在身体的范围中间。
What did you eat? What you don't eat in the realm of the body?
所以这都是日光之下的事情。
And these things are under things under the sun.
在时间空间里面。
Within the time and space.
在物质世界的范围。
In the materialistic realm.
这不是在相当属于心灵的。永恒的看不见的信仰的本质的范围里
Nothing in the substance spirituality and also in eternity
所以保罗讲这些话的时候
So when Paul talks about all these things
他就把它列在相对的范围里面来讨论
He will categorize this thing in the realm of relativeness and talk about it
有一些是保罗绝不退让
There are things that absolutely Paul will not compromise
有一些是保罗绝不坚持
And there are things that Paul absolutely will not insist.
应当争的不争是傻瓜。
If you something got to fight, you don't fight, you're a fool.
应当让的不让是下载。
Something they're going to you and when you, you're too narrow-minded.
应当要得的你不得。
A thing you got to gain, you don't gain.
你是无意中间放弃应当有的权柄。
Then unconsciously are giving up your right.
不应当的而你想去得。
What that you don't deserve but you want to fight for it.
那是存心贪爱。不应当得到。
Then you are intentionally desiring those that you are not deserving.
这些的平衡。
The balance of all these things.
一定要用绝对相对的分界去处理。
You must make a distinction of it whether absolute or relative.
那么最实际的例子这里。
And the practical example is all here.
有的人信了耶稣基督以后。
Some after believing in Christ Jesus.
他不愿意吃肉。
He doesn't want to take meat.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为吃肉一定要杀。
Because when you take meat, you must kill.
杀动物
You must kill animals.
所以这些的心里很柔软
So these men are soft in their heart.
看见动物被杀的时候
When they see animals are being killed,
他就感到很痛苦
They find it painful.
那么再把这些肉吃下去
And then to eat this meat,
他感到他没有这种这个心里的心横到一个地步，把肉吃下去。
They find that they have this kind of heart to eat those killed animals.
所以那怎么办呢
？So what to do now？
所以有一些人说这些我不要吃。
So some say I won't take this.
有一些说什么都吃了。
Some did anything.
什么都吃的到底是对是错呢
？Now is this right for you to eat everything？
有一些东西不吃的到底是错是对
？And for something you abstain from eating, is this right or not？
信徒分成两派。
So the Christian divided into two groups.
有不同的。定见处理他们生活方式的
Using different views to fix their way of life
应当怎么样
What to do now
在吃的范围里面
In the realm of eating
保罗说什么呢
Paul says
不吃的人
Those who don't eat
不要论断吃的人
Do not criticize those who eat
吃的人
Those who eat
不要轻看不吃的人
Do not look down upon those who eat
有时候做爸爸的好
Sometimes as a father
对孩子说
You tell the son
这么好吃的东西不吃傻瓜
Such a good thing you don't eat the food
所以你不吃就是傻瓜吃了才聪明
So if you don't eat your food If you eat you're intelligent
到底是爸爸是对他说你吃了会聪明或者你聪明才会吃呢
Is a father right you eat then you're intelligent or you're intelligent then you eat
是吃吃的越吃越聪明越聪明或者一定很聪明所以这个要吃呢
Is it the more you eat the more you're more intelligent or you're intelligent then you eat
你明白我的意思
Do you understand now
这是不一样的
That's different
傻瓜这么好东西不吃
Your food good thing you don't eat
不吃以后更傻瓜
So if you don't eat you're full
那么这个孩子不要傻瓜他就开始吃
So this child don't want to be full then you eat
孩子在训练过程中
So when the child is being trained
所以他们的观念还在常常在改变
So their concept is being changed and formation
有一次呢
was once,
我们去钓鱼
We will go fishing
回来以后呢
After coming back
那么这些鱼
You know this fish
还是活的
They were still alive
结果呢我们知道再过不久都会死了
So we know being some time and you'll die
不如我们就把它煮来吃
Why don't we just cook and eat
所以这些活的鱼一条一条拿出来小小的
So these are all living fish small ones
那么它就跳了
They will jump
跳了以后呢
After that
不久它就会死了
then it will die afterwards.
吃了我们就把它煮了。
Then we cook it.
洗了就煮了。
We'll wash and cook it.
但那个时候呢，我唯一的男孩子。
Then my only boy.
看见跳来跳去的，以后来被杀掉了。
When you look at the face, it's so alive, and now we kill it.
他就不要看。
So he doesn't want to look at.
就慢慢转到那边。
And it turns aside.
我说来帮忙帮忙，他说不要。
Come here, come here. No.
有我们杀鱼的时候。
So when they were killing those fish.
静静的。
He was quiet there.
我注意看他呢。
I pay attention to him.
他在流眼泪。
He was having tears.
因为他鱼死了很可怜。
He said for the fish to die is so pitiful.
我对他说可怜什么？你已经吃了几百条了。
I said you eat so eating so many fish.
你从小都在吃。
Since young you've been eating.
那么今天因为你摸到你带回来，你看见他或者变成死了，你才怕。
Now today because you catch a fish, he is alive. Now you dead, then you cry.
所以有的人心子很软。
Some people are so tender in your heart.
特别是自己养过的，你杀他，哇，真的吓死。
Especially the one you raise yourself, you want to kill it.
所以我认识一个人呢。
I know a man.
他养了一只鸭。
And he ran a duck.
这个鸭呢，他养大以后呢
？After that,
他说养大了才来杀，肉比较多嘛。
So ran it and it is big, and then we kill it.
等到那一天要杀的时候
，So on that day we're about to kill.
他刀拿起来，鸭看着他。
And she take out the knife, and then the duck look at him.
他给鸭一看，马上良心发现，把他从小养大，现在杀杀怎么办
？Then she doesn't want to kill now.
所以他不敢杀。
She doesn't want to kill.
但是他需要吃鸭。
But she needs to eat the duck.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
你知道他怎么做呢
？And what she do?
他跟隔壁的人换一只鸭。
They make exchange the duck for duck.
我的鸭给你杀，你的鸭给我杀。
You kill my duck, I'll kill your duck.
他就平平安安杀别人的鸭。
So they fight with peace other duck.
那么这个到底两只鸭都死掉了。
But two duck also die.
所以有的人不吃这种东西。
Some won't take this thing.
有的人不吃那种。
Others won't eat that thing.
有一些人过去是在佛教里面，后来信主了。
So there are people in the past they are Buddhists now become Christians.
所以他吃斋惯了。
So they mean vegetarian.
现在他不能马上吃肉。
So she cannot change and to eat the meat.
有的人是很爱动物，所以他不能吃肉。
Some because they love animals so much they cannot take animals.
这些人在这种状况中间决定不吃肉的话。
If people are in this situation they do not want to take meat,
只吃素
only take vegetarians.
那我们应当怎么办呢
？What are they going to do?
那当然那个时候我很怕我的孩子，因为那一次永远不再吃肉，不再吃鱼了。
So I was afraid that for that experience my this boy would.Turn to a vegetarian.
我解释给他听。
I explained to him.
上帝造万物是为人造的。
That God made all things for the sake of man.
所以我们吃万物也把它当作接近，当作上帝恩典是没有错。
So when you take all things, it is because by grace of God is cleansed.
因为万物没有永恒的灵魂。
Because all of these animals do not have an eternal soul.
只有人是按照上帝形象。
Only man is created after the image of God.
所以对人一定要有人权的尊重、慈悲、公义的看法。
So to men, we respect them with righteousness and also with compassion.
但是对动物，上帝许可我们把它当作食物。
But animals, God has given to us as food.
圣经有这样的记载
and the Bible is recorded such
所以我们不需要感到心里不
平 so we do not have to find psychological disturb
解释
so I have explained and explained
那他愿意吃
so he was willing to eat
以后就没有问题
and no problem
所以如果有人听你正确的合乎圣经的解释可以了解改变他观念那你就可以劝他吃
So if the people after a good explanation and then they are convinced they want to eat, you can ask them to eat.
如果有人怎么讲他都不能改变他的观念，你就不要勉强他。
But if the people, no matter how you explain to them that they do not take it, then don't force them to eat.
他说吃的是犯罪。
If they say that if you eat, you commit sin.
你不一定要接受他的定论。
You don't have to also receive that accept the conclusion.
他的定论是罪人产生出来的一个结论。
Because that conclusion coming from fallen mind.
就把整个圣徒审判。
So that they would judge even the whole congregation of saints.
所以保罗说你不可以论断吃的人。
So Paul said you do not pass judgment on those who eat.
上帝没有把这个审判的权柄交给你。
God has not placed with you this right to judge.
你既然自己不要吃，就算了。
Since you do not want to eat, it's all right.
你不可以审判吃的人是残忍，是没有良心，是没有鱼权、牛权、狗权，不但没有人权。
So do not pass as a judgment on those who eat because they must have a right of cows and lambs and all that.
你是犯罪。
So you sin, you say,
你不可以这样做。
No, you don't do that.
这一段的圣经告诉我们。
So this passage says,
不吃的人是软弱的。
Those who not eat are weak.
所以 吃的人要体恤软弱的。
So those who eat must also have compassion on those who not eat.
但这里面说吃的人是犯罪的。
But here he didn't say those who eat are actually committing sin.
就说不吃的人是软弱的。
But to say that those who not eat are weak.
你要收纳软弱的。
So you must accept those who are weak.
你要明白他软弱是为什么。
And to understand why is that they are weak in this aspect.
你要了解他心里的感受。
To understand their feeling in the heart.
你要同情他所已经做的决定。
And to compassion what decision they make.
因为他的权柄。
Because it's right.
他的良心。
His conscience.
他的决定。
His decision.
是在乎在软弱状况中间。
Because in the state of weakness.
那么问题是什么？
But the problem is.
软弱的人既然认定自己所做的是对的。
Those who are weak when they deem that what they do is right.
他不但不要人干涉。
Not only that they don't want people to interfere.
反过来定罪那些跟他不一样的人。
But if they turn around to condemn those who are different from they are,
所以问题就变成双方面的。
Then they become involved two parties.
就变成副作用比正作用更大。
So the side effect is better than the good result.
所以保罗说不可以。
Paul say no.
不吃的人。
Those who don't eat.
不可以论断吃的人。
You cannot pass judgment on those who eat.
吃的人。
Those who eat.
不可藐视。
Do not look down on those who don't eat.
像我们看这些相对的范围上。
So it's in the realm of relativeness.
我们不必绝对化它。
Do not absolutize it.
相对的事情上。
Then with the relative.
彼此接纳。
We must accept what each other.
你不吃。
If you don't eat.
不要紧。
Never mind.
我知道你是我弟兄。
I know you're my brother.
你吃。
If you eat.
不要紧。
Never mind.
我因为我软弱，我良心过不去，我不吃。但你吃是你的权利，我尊重。
Because I'm weighing my conscience, you eat, that's your choice, I'll respect you.
所以这样在基督身体里面的肢体彼此接纳是绝对要做到的。
Then the part of the body of Christ that to accept one another is something which absolutely we must do it.
但是强迫别人一定要跟我一样样，不是基督徒应当做。
But if you force others to be like you, this is not something that a Christian must do.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
不同意见的人彼此接纳是一定要做到的。
Absolutely must do this thing to accept those who are different in the opinion.
但是强迫别人一定要照我的意思做。这不是我们应当做的。
But we shouldn't force others to be like us.
这样有绝对的，有相对的。
So there are things with absolute things with relative.
绝对的就是彼此尊重，彼此接纳。
Thing with absolute, we must respect others.
相对的就是不同的意见，不同的看法，没有影响灵性、永恒、信仰本质的，不要去绝对化它。
The relative thing is that do not absolute those who not affect our spirituality and those who are different.
那么在这里很清楚告诉我们。
And here very clearly says,
强的要接纳弱的。
Those who are strong must accept those who are weak.
不可轻看它。
Do not despise them.
弱的也要接纳强的。
Those who are weak must accept those who are strong.
不可论断它。
And do not pass judgment on them.
这样吃的。
Then those who eat,
很可能犯的罪就是藐视不吃的。
The sin that he could have committed is that he despised those who do not eat.
不吃的。
Those who do not eat,
可能犯的罪是论断吃的。
The sin that he could have committed is that he passed judgment on those who eat.
这些圣经是提到软弱的人。
So this Bible talks about those who are weak.
我们要了解他。
We must understand them.
我们收纳他。
Accept them.
所以不可能让软弱的人转弱为强去控告定罪那些。没有软弱的。
So you still have those who are weak turn to be strong and to criticize and pass judgment on those who eat and strong.
我在这里提到尼采的哲学。
Here I mention this philosophy Nietzsche.
尼采是反基督教很厉害的一个哲学家。
Nietzsche is the one that opposed very strongly Christianity.
这是一个很特别的德国人。
This is a very special German.
他小的时候常常表演自己像牧师，拿着圣经，穿着长袍走来走去。
When he was young, he played himself as a pastor.
到他年纪越大的时候，也反对基督教，结果就对基督教非常不客气，大大攻击。
Older he is, he opposed Christianity very strongly.
所以他说呢，以后有个强人要出现。
So he said that Superman will appear in the future.
强人一出现的时候
，When this Superman appears,
他预备等于是预备对基督的来。
He's preparing for the Antichrist to come.
这样，基督没有来以前，有一个世袭犯出现。
Just that before Christ come, there's John the Baptist appear.
并基督来以前，有一个 Superman 出现。
So before the Antichrist come, there'll be a Superman that appear.
Superman 是人意志最高的一个代表。
The Superman is the representative of the highest of man's will.
是人性要达到的，一定要达到。
So when human nature you desire to reach it, you accomplish it.
那就 Superman 一定很强。
So this Superman is strong.
所以美国人的电影界把它变成一个 Superman 飞来飞去。
So the American movie turned him really to a Superman.
那个叫做美国式的解经。
That's the American Bible interpretation.
美国式解尼采经典的哲学思想解成那样。
And the American interpret Nietzsche's philosophy in such a manner.
你们很多事情看不懂，我看了感到很多事情很好笑。
A lot of things you don't see, but I see it's so laughable.
好，我们现在讲下来。
Now continually.
所以尼采说什么？
Nietzsche 谁？
世界上只有两种人制定道德律。
There are only two kind of people that self fix their principle of morality.
第一是强的人。
The first are those are strong.
这样。
This and this and this.
强迫全世界人都要照着这个来做。
So they force all everybody to follow them.
这些规律我们定了，使社会可以被统治，人民可以听话，所以强者制造法律。
So it's the strong that make the laws to oppress those who are weak.
但是呢，当人弱者感到自己书越来越多的时候，
when the weak feel that they read more,
他们就凭着多数自己的东西的限制强者。
And they feel that they're in majority, they want to fix some rules to control the strong.
我们人这么多，你不可以反对。
So we are in majority, don't oppose us.
所以他认为民主就是用多数的来。这个制服那少数。
So he feels that democracy is using the majority to control those who are strong.
但他不是讲的这么露骨。
But he doesn't say it so explicitly.
所以他就产生一种有这个伟大的贵族的这种伦理。
So he produced a kind of morality for the nobility.
还有一种是比较卑贱的那些奴隶的伦理。
Another ethics for those who are of lower class.
弱者制造一整个系统一大套。的伦理来限制强者。
So the weak one produces all the ethical principle control the strong. He says.
现在的世界哈。
So the world today.
你看，两条路都有人在走。
You see that people walk in two ways.
希特拉、斯大林、毛泽东代表强者制造一切，叫所有的人民要听他们。
Hitler, Stalin, and also those they make these rules to control the weak.
但是民主路线的国家。
Those who walk in the way of democracy.
越多人要的，一定要变成宪法。
What the majority wants become a constitution.
所以这个同性恋到处游行，越来越多人赞成他，他的数目越多的时候，你们不可以拦阻他同性恋，而且他认为你不同性恋，你是落伍的。
So when the homosexuality, those people they demonstrate their immaturity in order to control you.
因为他们。The majority,
because they are the majority,
majority becomes a suppressing power.
那么大多数成了欺压的势力。
当然，这个是启发你的思想哈。
But they inspire thinking.
那么呢，这个尼采用这种观念怎么看清上帝的道理
？So Nietzsche with this kind of mind, how they despise the word of God?
说我之所以比所有的哲学家更聪明，你看
so,
不害羞讲大话。
So I am more intelligent than all philosophers.
因为没有人像我一样发现基督教的伦理是奴才的伦理。
Because no one like me has discovered that the ethic of Christianity is the ethic of slaves.
所以要人降服在神下面，惧怕他 ，fear of the Lord。一定要尊敬他，上帝像最大的独裁，全世界变成他的奴隶。
He said God like a dictator, everyone must yield to him. The whole world is like a slave to him.
那么只要照着奴隶的伦理，全世界就会和平。
So if you follow the way of the ethic of slavery, then there'll be harmony in the world.
我尼采才不走这条路。
I Nietzsche will not walk in this way.
我要盼望世界最强的、最有意志的、最有潜力的人起来统治。
I want the strongest man, those with strong will, to come and rule the world.
怪不得德国会产生希特拉，就是因为这样。
And that's why Germany produced Hitler because of self thinking.
那么在这个尼采的思想系统里面
，So in the system of thinking of Nietzsche,
强者要轻看弱的
，The strong one despises the weak,
压制弱的
，To oppress the weak,
或者弱的要制造一套所谓的民主立法来控制强的。
And the weak will produce a democratic ethic to control the strong.
所以独裁在民主社会里面。
So the dictator in a democracy being oppressed, you say.
而相反的
，in the reverse,
大众在奴隶的过程中间是受独裁的君主所欺负的。
The majority in the process of slavery, they are being actually controlled by the strong.
那么有关于这一点，圣经的看法是怎么样
？So what's the view of the Bible on this?
尼采提议要有权力的意志。
Nietzsche said that we must also have the power of will.
The power.To will,
the power to will.
我们要 will to power,
with the power.
我们需要有的意志，要判断达到最大的权力。
We must have will to have the big power.
所以他们就发明了德国人是世界最优秀的民族，所以德国发动了两次世界大战，因为他们认为只有德国人 有全柄统治权。
And they had a theory saying that the Germans are the strongest and most superior race in the world, and that's why they started two wars.
而德国人在这样做梦的时候
，And the Germans when they have this dream，
后来无论美国，无论是苏联，都反对他们的纳粹跟法西斯的主义。
So whether it's America, whether it's Russia, they go against this style or this Nazism。
结果1945年，希特拉自己枪杀自己。才结束了第二次欧洲的世界大战。
So in 1945, this Hitler killed himself and ended the war in Europe.
而响应他的两个国家，意大利跟日本。
And Italy and Japan that go along with them.
墨索里尼失败了。
And Mussolini failed.
意大利继续坚强下去。
But Italy continued to grow strong.
原子弹炸在广岛、长崎，天皇在投降。
So when the atomic bomb was dropped in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, then the Japan yielded itself.
我现在把这些、把政治、把二次世界大战德国的这个军国主义等等，把它牵连起来。
So when I put together as a picture of this philosophy and politics and the wars in the Second World War,
要告诉你尼采的权力意志。
Just to tell you that this power to will of nature
是很危险。
It's dangerous.
那么人到底是不是有一个意志冲反叛？达到最高峰的权威，是这种达到理想、达到我们心中所想象的权利的这个权利呢
？Does man have this right to have this will to power？
这个是一个很重要的问题。
This is a very important question。
这个人与动物不同的地方。
Man is different from animals。
相反地呢
？In the reverse，
当我达到意志所要得到的权利之后，我是不是变成众人的祝福，或者变成众人的咒诅？你一定要好好检讨。
When I will to have that power, am I then become a blessing or a curse to the majority?
所以我在全本圣经中用在这一段找到的答案是世界的哲学家、世界的政治家常常没有看到的。
So from this world, I found these principles that the philosophers and politicians of the world has not found.
所以我告诉你，所有的解经书跟我的解经一定不同。
So I tell you that all the commentators are different from mine.
这里提到吃的人
，Here it mentions those who eat,
他心里是完全开阔。
And the heart is broad.
我吃什么都没有怕。
I can eat whatever thing.
我没有约束的。
I'm not confined.
我是坚强。
I'm strong.
但那些是不能，我不可以吃的。
But those persons don't know I'm weak. I cannot eat.
那些是软弱的。
Those are weak.
但是软弱的人呢
？Those are weak.
有时以为自己的软弱才是最高的道德，就轻看、就论断、就审判那些不软弱的。
Sometimes they talk that their weakness is the higher ethics, so they pass judgment on those who are strong.
就相反的。
Or the reverse.
这个。刚强的人
，those are strong，
他们就轻看那些软弱
，they despise those weak。
所以呢，有一些人很健康，就一天到晚看不起生病的人。
So those who are very healthy and strong, they despise those who are weak。
生病的人就去告法官，你看他轻看我，他应该进监牢。
And so those who are weak will prosecute the court saying he despised me when I put him to jail。
所以软弱的人还要告别人。
So you are weak, you want to pass judgment.
软弱的人还要凭着他的弱，站在优势上来审判别人。
And because you are weak, you are standing in a position of superiority to judge those who are strong.
这都不是圣经所要的。
These are not biblical.
所以基督教绝对不是伦理，不是奴隶的伦理。
So Christianity's ethic is not the ethic of slaves.
基督教也绝对不是这种没有良善的权利意志。
Christianity also absolutely do not fail to have this a will of goodness.
那用爱心彼此接纳的一种伦理原则。
It is with the ethical principle that in love we want to accept one another.
所以你强的
，you're strong，
不要藐视弱。
Do not look down on those who are weak.
你弱的
，you're weak，
不要论断强。
Do not pass judgment on those who are strong.
我曾经讲过，我再讲一次。
I've said it, I'll say it again.
有一些人看有钱人讲话很大声。
The people who will see that those who are rich will talk very loudly.
他们忍气吞声。
So they just endure it.
因为你有钱才这么大声。
Because you are rich, that's why you speak loudly.
你讲得这么大声，因为你有钱。
You talk so loudly because you are rich.
所以他忍什么呢
？So when he endure.
忍有一天他赚更多钱，就讲比他更大声。
So on one day he make more money, he talk even louder than what he is.
如果这个动机是这样的话
，If the motive is such，
其实他不是生那个人气，他仗着那个人。
He is actually not getting angry with that person. He agree with that person.
这种是很深的心理学。
This is a very strong and deep psychology.
你为什么呢
？You know，
你因为。 讲话很大声。
You talk loud.
不过因为你是有钱人。
It's because you're rich.
等到我有钱，我讲给你更大声。
If one day I'm richer than you, I'll talk louder than you do.
岂有此理！你有钱讲的这么大声。
So you think you're rich, you can talk so loudly?
我反对你有钱讲的这么大声。
I oppose that you're rich, you talk so loudly.
他真的反对吗
？Really, he opposes?
不是。
No.
他赞成。
He agreed.
所以他说我有钱我比你更大声
Because he said that one day when I'm richer I'll talk louder
所以他是用赞成去反对
So using agreement he wants to oppose
一面反对一面自己以后比他更大声去赞成他
On one hand he was opposing On the other hand agreed with himself that when he gets richer he'll talk louder
你听明白我的话吗
So you understand now
所以你所反对的人其实你跟他一样样
So what you oppose actually you agree with him
我再举另外一个例子
And that illustration
哈你有钱大声
So you talk loud because you're rich.
我有钱比你更大声。
When I'm richer, I talk louder.
另外一个例子是什么呢
？And that illustration
就是你看见别人的。
When you see people,
这个不赞成他。
Do not agree with you.
你说我你不赞成他。
You don't agree with him.
你就是离开那个团体。
You leave that group.
那其实你是赞成他。
Actually, you agree with that.
我就是 walk out， 表示我不赞成他嘛。
So I walk away because I don't agree.
因为你一 walk out， 他的。赞成者的比例就增加了。
Because when you walk out, then the proportion agreement now increase in the group.
你懂吗？
懂了，有人
在。比如说
，For instance，
越南掉在共产党手
里。And Vietnam to be falling into hand of communism.
很多的人就走了。
Other people leave Vietnam.
你问他为什么离开
？Why say you leave？
因为我不赞成越南掉在共产党。
Because I don't agree that this Vietnam is controlled by communism.
你用什么不赞成呢
？In what way you oppose them？
我用走掉了。
I leave them.
你走掉就是赞成。你就说我走了，让你去统治嘛。
Because when they leave, they let you rule, let you rule.
所以他就是用反对去赞成。
So he used opposition to agree.
他用赞成的办法去反对。
He used a way of agreeing to oppose.
这种 contradictory 的 mind.
This is a contradicting mind.
常常在我的观点。
Many times in our concept.
所以有一次
，there was one.
有一个人说：“你看汤姆斯那个人有钱，讲的那么大声，我气死了。”
Someone told me, Seven Tong, you see that man is so rich, so loudly, I'm so mad.
他怎么可以讲
？How can he say？
他有钱就这么大声
？Because he's rich, he can talk so loudly.
他奉献一点钱就这么大声
？And because so rich, he can talk so loudly.
我说你没有钱都这么大声。
I say without money, also you talk so loudly.
他有钱怎么会小声
？Of course, your money, how can you talk softly？
像你这个态度，以后你有钱一定更大声。
Like your attitude, when you get rich, you talk even louder.
他说有道理，有道理。
Well, it's good reason.
他就开始小声起。
So he talks softly now.
所以许多时候我们所反对的人，其实你就很像他的。
Many times people that we oppose, you are like them.
而且你以后你比你反对人更厉害。
You know, you will be worse than those who oppose.
所以一个被这个婆婆欺负的半数的欺负，天天哭，等到她做婆婆更厉害。
You know, this daughter-in-law was being oppressed by the mother-in-law, and she cried. I tell you, one day she will get even stronger and worse than the mother-in-law.
她会不会说？从前我给人家欺负过，知道做媳妇多么苦。现在你既然做媳妇，我要好好待你，请你不要受我从前的苦。
Would she say that because I've been oppressed in the past, my mother-in-law, now I'm a mother-in-law myself, I'll treat you well?
不一定。
那那
他多数是这样说。
Most of the time she said，
原来做人就是这样。
Well, that's the way men behave.
是从前轮到我，现在轮到你。
In the past was my turn, now it's your turn.
我给人家欺负，哭得半死。等一个时候，什么时候才可以欺负人？现在轮到我了。
So I've been oppressed in the past. I cry now. It's time for me to oppress people.
所以我们最反对的人，可能就是你最赞成的。
The people that oppose most, maybe the one that agree the most.
你最不喜欢的人，以后你就像你所不喜欢的人一样，命令的更不喜欢。
The one that you dislike the most, maybe in the future you will dislike by people also.
所以这些问题的答案就在这里。
So the answer of all these questions is here in the Bible.
强的
，those are strong.
要体恤弱的。
You must accept those who are weak.
为什么呢
？Why？
收纳他。
Accept them.
你收纳他。
Accept them.
教会有钱人会不会收纳穷人
？You know, the church those are rich will accept those are poor.
有学问的人听没有学问的发那个幼稚的问题，你能不能忍耐呢
？Those who are very learned, when you see those foolish questions being asked, would you also be patient with those people ask the question？
我受主很大的教训。
So I've been taught by God.
因为我的思想很快。
Because my mind works very fast.
我的思想很周密的。
And also very fast.
我的思想也是很深入的。
And also very deep.
我不是随便乱讲。
I'm not saying simply.
所以我可以供应大学教授、知识分子、部长级 这个波斯基的课程，他们上我的课。
So I can provide courses and teach courses to those who are intellectuals and those who are PhD holders and those who are ministers.
但因为我曾经立志。
Because I make a list of mine.
主啊，你解答我的问题，我就到全世界各地去解答别人的问题。
Lord, you answer my question, then I will answer questions of all people in the world.
所以当人发问题的时候
，So when people ask me questions,
我一看就知道这个幼稚的不得了。
When I look at the question, I see it's so childish.
是样肤浅的问题
，so shallow.
但我可以不可以？就是问，就是我去轻看它。
Would I despise it because shallow?
我要试试看用智慧。
I'll use wisdom.
就是一方面半讽刺。
On the one hand, I've been sarcastic.
也要用启发的。
But to inspire also.
忍耐的。
Patient.
慢慢解答。
Slowly to answer the question.
把他的思想开通起来。
Then I open up his mind.
当然，我的方法是很多种的。
Because I use different ways to answer the question.
听完以后。
But after you listen to it.
他不是感到他受藐视。
He will not feel that he's being looked down at.
不是他受侮辱。
So he being insulted.
最多是他都刺激。
But he be stimulated.
你这样聪明的人怎么今天落到这么笨的地步问这个问题？所以
他是 how to have today ask the foolish question.
这样的聪明的人怎么今天糊涂了呢？
Oh, so how come I'm intelligent how I'm so fool today?
他以后不敢再糊涂。
So in the past, in the future, he will not become fool again.
这样的有分量的人。
So with this kind of people with weight.
先接纳没有分量。
Accept them first.
我对我的同工说啊
，To my co-workers,
你们在我教会做工都要到神学院去教书。
In my church, if you were to minister together with me, you must teach in a Bible seminary.
我的副牧师都可以做神学教授。
Because all my assistant pastors can be the teacher in the seminary.
他们不是来做做一样乱讲道的那些副牧师，不是。
They are not any assistant pastors that come on the preacher pulpit.
就思想精明。是学术够才可以做我的父母。
They want to be clever, intelligent. They can then you're going to become an assistant pastor.
在上你教书的时候
，when you're teaching，
我请你注意一点。
One thing I want to pay attention.
从来不是用轻看的办法来对待学生发问。如果他程度不够，你还要尊重他。
You never look down to the question of your student, even though they are not coming to that standard. You must respect them too.
当我布道的时候。
When I'm having evangelism,
你是罪的，你是罪的，你要死，要灭亡，快快悔改，不是这样。
Then I want to point you're a sinner, you're a sinner, you're condemned, you're a sinner, you must repent.
我一定用的态度，你是神所造，有上帝这个样式同上帝的形象的人。
I would say that you are the one created after the image of God.
因为你是这么尊贵的人。
Because you're so honored,
所以你应当看重自己。
You must respect yourself.
不要轻看自己。
Don't despise yourself.
不要出卖自己。
Don't betray yourself.
不要糟蹋自己的
身体。Do not betray yourself.
为你这个尊贵的人，耶稣基督，他牺牲自己来救赎你。
Because you are so dignified, Christ Jesus sacrificed himself to save you.
所以你要悔改。
You repent.
那只有用这样的态度把人带到上帝。
Only with this attitude you can bring people to God.
那么基督教是不是奴隶？不是。
Christian, are we slaves? No.
基督教有权利意志。
That we have the power to will.
那不是要世界上的权利，那要圣灵的权能在我们身上。
But do not want the power of the world, but the authority of the Holy Spirit.
当我注意看这一段圣经的结构图里面真正的原意总原则的时候
，So when I pay attention to the structure of this verse and also the meaning and the principle,
我发现尼采的哲学根本是误解圣经的产品。
I find the philosophy of Nietzsche actually the product of misunderstanding of the Bible.
他没有真正了解上帝的话，是随便批判基督。
He did not truly understand the Bible and simply offered a critique of the Bible.
马克思看到那个时代教会的失败，以为全本圣经就是那一条路。
Karl Marx, when he see the failure of the church at that age, he thought that that is the way of the Bible.
像基督教授这些思想家大肆攻击以后一百年。
So, 100 years after the Christianity had been attacked by all these great thinkers,
神要我重新整顿。把圣经的原意跟他们的误解全部揭开出来。
So God wants me to solve this problem by misunderstanding of these philosophers down the ages.
荣耀重归回给上帝。
So the glory will be going back to God again.
这也成为我解经不同的地方。
So that's a different way that I explore differently.
这一层变圣经的原则是什么呢
？And what is the principle here?
软弱的。
That's a weak.
你不要承认你软弱，不要。
If you don't accept that you're weak, it's okay.
坚定你的思想也不要紧。
If you want to change your mind, it's okay.
请你不要论断。
But do not pass judgment.
比你强的。
Those are stronger than you do.
强的人。
Those are strong.
你在强的中间不把荣耀归给上帝，还不是重要的。
In your strongness, if you don't give glory to God, that may not be important.
更重要的不因为你强，你就藐视比你弱的。
What's important is that do not because you're strong, you despise those are weak.
这个才有彼此接纳。可能的伦理
Then there's the ethic with the possible to accept one another.
什么叫爱心呢?
What I love?
彼此接纳
to accept one another.
爱心的实际的行动
the real practical action of love
就是接纳你所不能接纳的
to accept those who are not acceptable.
夫妻感情为什么越来越不好
You know, why is the husband and wife get worse in the relationship?
内心中间开始存着对对方的不尊重演变成感情不好
Because in their heart they do not respect the other party and that's why it becomes worse.
对对方的不尊重从什么时候开始
And when they start that you disrespect the other party.
从对对方的要求太高没有达到开始灰心而产生
From the demand of the other party with a high rate that you cannot meet it and that will start this mentality.
就丈夫的开始轻看他的太太
So when the husband start to despise the wife.
感情就疏远行动就怪异对别人就产生兴趣
Then in the relationship you get more and more remote and also you start to despise the other party.
太太开始不尊重丈夫的
So when the wife start not to respect the husband.
她就开始感觉到懊悔嫁错人
And also beginning to feel regretful because you married the wrong person.
感觉看看有没有别的可能。
And also find very other possibilities.
这些种子就产生了整个家庭破裂的后果。
All these seeds were now embedded also the brokenness of the family.
所以彼此接纳。
So to accept each other.
真正爱的实践。
It is the real practice of love.
The real practice of love is co-acceptance.
那真正的爱的实践呢乃是能够彼此接纳
通常人爱的观念是什么呢
In the ordinary person what kind of concept do they have in love
欣赏对方
When you appreciate the other
羡慕对方
Admire the other
拥有对方
And also have the other
霸占对方
And to occupy and to possess
爱你
I love you.
因为你这么美，我怎么能不爱
？Because you're so beautiful, I cannot love you.
因为你这么好，我怎么可以不爱
？Because you're so good, how can I not love you?
我爱你。
So I love you.
给你爱就更辛苦了。
So he who is being loved feels more pitiful.
有很多人给人爱得很辛苦，你听得懂不懂？我不管你。
You know, there are people who are being loved feel so suffer.
但是这些爱的人说，我爱你是很舒服的，你辛苦是你的事，反正我爱你。
But the one who said that I love you, he feels so comfortable. But you are being loved, you suffer. Never mind, it's okay.
我今天的讲的是反过来的事情。
So I want to put it in reverse.
你爱一个人，爱到那个人从你身上得到什么好处？
When you love a person, that person must benefit from your good things.
你尊重他的自由。
You respect his or her freedom.
他得到心灵的释放。
And also being liberated in spirit.
他得到人性被尊重的尊严的感觉。
So if he has a feeling of being honored.
不是被占有欲所捆绑。
Not being possessed.
那是被愿意牺牲自己成全对方的感情所感动。
But rather to be touched by the one who is willing to sacrifice for the other party.
那这个叫做彼此接纳。
That is to accept one another.
清楚知道他的缺点，还继续牺牲成全他，那个爱是真的。
So when you clearly know the weakness of the other party and still want to sacrificially love him or her, that's all love.
知道了他的缺点，开始看不起他，开始抗拒他，开始恨他，那个爱是假的。
But when you see the weakness of the other party and start to despise, and that's not true love.
单单这几分钟你听的。
Even this few minutes of preaching,
比今天许多社会所写的婚姻指导的书更重要。
As compared to the secular writing on marriage, it's even more important.
今天很多人以为到教会、到神的面前得不到什么。
Today, a lot of people feel that when they come to the church, they don't get anything at all.
你买多少书？很多写书的人是用理论跟你讲，他们自己根本不明白什么叫做爱。
No matter how many books you buy, these people use their own thinking without experiencing, and they're the right to tell you.
有许多写书的人。他们多写书多卖书多赚钱根本不想读者受害多少读者得益多少他们没有顾忌
There are people who just write books to make money They never think about how the reader will be benefited or will also be heard
只有创造人的上帝
Only God who created mankind.
牺牲他的独生子。
He sacrificed his own son.
成为爱真正的榜样。
And become a true example of love.
在基督跟圣徒之间。
So in Christ and among the saints.
圣经是基督爱教会为教会舍己。
The Bible says that God loved his own people. He sacrificed himself.
基督成为每个爱的主体应当学习的最好榜样。
And also Christ became the subjectivity of all the loved and also the example of love.
因为他接纳了最大的罪人。
Because he accepted the biggest sinners.
他接纳了最弱软弱的人。
He accepted the weakest.
他接纳了最不可爱的人。
And also accept those who are not lovable.
这种接纳
to accept
就是爱的实践。
And that's the practice of love.
所以呢，在相对的事情上
So in things that are relative
有不同的看法
There are different views
不要辩论。
Do not debate.
不要轻看。
Do not despise.
不要审判。
Do not judge.
这就是这一段的圣经的意思。
And that's the meaning of this verse.
相对的范围里面。
In the relative realm.
不要计较。
Do not count.
不必太认真。
Do not be too calculative.
不必强求。
Do not force.
因为每一个人有一些自己应该有的权利。
Because people have their own rights on certain things.
啊，当他们没办法做到你的要求的，这是他的软弱。
Where can they cannot meet your demand? That's their weakness.
他们有软弱的时候
，when they're weak,
是要了解。
You must understand them.
啊，不是要定罪。
And not to just.
你是要帮助。
You must help.
而不是要排挤。
Not to exclude them.
你是要感化他。
You must also move them.
不是审判论断。
Not to judge or pass judgment on them.
轻看跟论断一定破坏交通。
So to pass judgment to despise or cut away the fellowship.
轻看跟论断一定破坏相爱。
And this also destroy love.
那我们应该怎样克服这个呢？
How can overcome all this?
就是心宽大一点。
Learn to broaden your heart.
与我不同的不要紧。
Those are different as I do, never mind.
只要他在真理的道上
Only the in truth
持守绝对的原则
He wants to keep the absolute principle
相对的事情上
Those things were relative
我们有空间彼此原谅
We have enough space to forgive each other
彼此包容
To accommodate each other
彼此接纳
To accept each other
我曾经对你们讲过一次我再讲一次
I've told you once, I'll tell you again
我的孩子在我
My son,
在讲道的时候
at time when I was preaching,
我知道他听不懂只有两岁
I know that she doesn't understand me more than 2 years old
He 所以我说 你去外面玩好
I said you go and outside
那玩什么没有什么好玩
What to play nothing to play with
你说那个大树那个大你看到没有
You know see that big tree
爸爸我看到了
I see it
很多 that, 一直掉在地上
And also the man leave the fall
那么你等一下去找那样几百几千叶子找两个相同的叶子好不好
Why two leaves which are the same for me
我对你们讲过这个事情没有
No
没有没有讲过他说好好好
So he said okay okay
我讲完道他也 找好了
So after I completed my preaching he has come back
不一样不一样一直丢
Different
结果他说爸爸
Dad
我找到两个玩
I found two totally the same
我说真的吗
Is it true
我吓了一跳
I was frightened
真的他找到两片也是完全一样
Does he find two leaves totally the same
我说真的吗
True
但是一样一样嘛
See the same
一样我说你放在桌子上好不好
What do you put on the table?
他说不必就是这样
No, my, you see
这样的
Same
真的一样我吓死了
I was frightened
我从小没有找过两片叶子一样
Because since I was young I've never found two different identical
人家说一代不如一代这一代比上一代更厉害
So our generation is better than we do, you see
他真的找到两片是一样
He found two
我说你放下来
But he put it together
他说不不就是这样爸爸你看
I will just hold it
我说你先放下
No, you put it down first
爸爸
Dad
我说为什么你骂我呢
Why say you scold me?
但我找了半时找了一个多钟头
I found it so hard
就是一样你还不相信
So it's the same you don't believe
我说我不是不相信我请你放在桌子上
I don't believe put it on the table first
我看到他水头上去了
No he feels so sad
你知道为什么
You know why?
他一定要听我的话吗
Because he want to listen to me So he put it down
就这样看原来什么完全一样
Totally the same.
但是那叶子呢？下面的茎，一个向左，一个向右。
But one to the left, one to the right.
他找的半死，找的两个一样，但是不有一点不一样，他就抓住。
So he had found so hard and two quite the same.
我告诉他。
I told him.
很多人跟你一样。
Other people like you.
但是心有的向左，有的向右。
Some are hard faced, left or right.
有的信仰不一样。
Some of the faith is different.
绝对完全一样的两片叶子是从来没有的。
You will never find two leaves which are identical.
你听懂了吗？
Understand?
所以你不要强求一个。
So do not force on others.
你看你的太太怎么，我一直讲，她一直听不懂。
So my wife, I talked to him so many times, he doesn't understand.
你娶了一个不一样的人。
But you are marrying someone who is different.
好在不一样。
It's good that's different.
如果娶到一个什么都一样的。
If you were to marry someone who is everybody the same, every aspect is the same.
那就麻烦了。
That would be trouble.
你想想，男人娶男人像什么？
You see, if a man were to marry a man, how would it be?
女人像什么？
And,
你说不是那个
no.
个性比较同能够了解能够明白我说没有可能
His character personality is the same It's not possible
有的男的知识很高
Some have higher knowledge
你的怎么学怎么想到死都赶不上男的
And some of the lady no matter how hard they learn the wife wanted to save their husband
你只能忍耐
So you can be patient
有的个性很强
Some are very strong character
怎样影响妻子还是那么弱
So no matter how he influenced the wife is weak
你只能接受接纳
You can never accept
你只能忍耐
Only accept be patient
个性男的很软
some of the men are so soft And as a wife, strong.
你不像大丈夫。
So you're not like a man.
他就说，那我是小丈夫了。
Okay, I'm a small man.
你不能改他的。
You cannot change him.
你的个性本来是这样。
That's the character.
如果你不满意
，if you are not happy，
结婚以前可以选。
Before you get married, you can choose.
你不满意
，if you're not happy，
结婚以前一天可以退。
Before you get married, you can reject.
但是你结婚以后
，after you get married，
你要学习一件事情。
You must learn one thing.
接纳他
，accept。
接纳那个他
，accept he，
无论能改不能改的那个他
，whether he could be changed or not，
一生一世
，for the whole life，
然后你才上帝面前旅游
，then before God，
你们注意听这些话
，listen all this carefully，
因为接纳
，accept
人与人相交相通最重要的伦理的基础
，is most important ethical foundation of man's fellowship，
co-acceptance，
co-acceptance，
你不要盼望。你的妻子可以有一天和你一样样的个性，不可能。
Don't hope that one day your wife will turn to be the same as you in character.
不要盼望你的丈夫可以像你所盼望、所理想的，那不可能。
Don't also hope that one day your husband will turn to be ideal.
何况你把你最佩服的一个人当作目标，要求你丈夫像他。你是很残忍。
All the more the one you design as your dream, now you want to place your husband to be that dream.
因为他不是另外一个他。
Because that he is not that he.
你到底是嫁给哪一个他
？So which he that you married to?
所以你不可离开现实，活在梦里面。
So you cannot leave your reality and live in dreams.
你不可活在离开现实，活在理想里面。
And also you cannot leave your this reality and live in ideals.
更不可把你的理想绝对化。
All the more, you cannot absolutize your ideals.
强加加在别人身上。
To force it on others.
做丈夫的是如此。
And such the husband.
做妻子的是如此。
Such also should be the wife.
做朋友的是如此。
Such should be the friend.
做同工的是如此。
Such should be the co-worker.
教会父为弟兄姐妹也是如此。
And so also brothers and sisters in the church the same.
所以圣经讲一句话很感动我。
So the Bible has a statement that touched my heart.
以弥赛亚的作者。
弥赛亚
的作者
，and also the author of Messiah,
composer of the
composer, I'm sorry, composer of Messiah.
这句圣经也把它写成一个音乐了。
Also wrote that with a tune.
He shall feed his flock. 他要牧养他的群羊。
He shall feed his flock.
慢的他要忍耐。
That which is slow, he will be patient.
那是母羊正在如他的小羊的时候，他走得很慢。主忍耐等候他。
So when the mother lamb is feeding the young, also he will be patient.
最软弱的。主要把它放在他的怀抱里。
And for the weakest, the Christ will put it into the bosom.
你去听弥赛亚这首诗歌。
So you listen to the Messiah.
你会很受感动。
You're so touched.
这就是主给我的榜样。
This example of Christ.
接纳别人。
To accept others.
To agree with our disagreement.
我们在这个同意里面同容不同意。
To understand our difference.
我们也能够了解我们的不同
，accept others different，
能够接受别人的区别。
这是爱的实践
，that is the practice of love。
阿门。求主帮助我们
，God have mercy on us，
给我明白这段圣经的意思。
That understand the meaning of this verse。
不是单单为吃的不吃的。
Not only to make December eat or not eat。
不是单单为了这个日子那个日子。
Or this day or that day。
在今天的教义跟教会生活中。
But in today in our life in the church。
有的教会无教饼。
And some church use unleavened bread.
有的教会有教饼。
Some use a leavened one.
有的教会用葡萄汁。
Some use this juice.
有的教会用葡萄酒。
Some very great wine.
有的教会蒙头。
Some cover the head.
有的教会不蒙头。
Some don't.
有的教会呢要受洗。
Some to be immersed.
有的是浸礼。
Some to be sprinkled.
有的教会有一点讲方言。
Some the six in tongue.
有的教绝对不讲方言。
Some absolutely not.
有的教会的讲台放在中间
，some the pulpit will put in the center。
有的教会讲台放在旁边
，some the pulpit is at the side。
你说为什么讲台放在中间
？Why is they put in the center？
上帝的道在最中间的地位。
Because God's word must be right in the center.
建立我们的信仰
，to establish our faith.
引导我们的生活
，to guide our life.
批判我们的错误
，to critique our wrongs.
神的道在中间。
So the word of God is right in the center. 现
在教的不是上帝的。讲台一定放在旁边。
Some say now the pulpit should be at the side.
因为牧师不会挡住人到上帝面前。
Because the pastor should block anybody to
go. 牧师是人要跑到旁边。
And so the pastor should go to the side.
十字架在中间。
So the cross in the center.
那么每一个教会有他不同的解释。
So every church is different.
每一个教会有不同的看法。
And different view.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
这些既然不是绝对的事
Since these things are not absolute,
我们不要用绝对精神去处理相对的事。
Do not use absolute spirit to deal with things that are
relative. 我们不要用相对精神去看待绝对的事。
Do not also deal with things with absolute with relative spirit.
我们在保持彼此的关系。
So we have fellowship.
那么是不是个人不可以有立场呢？
So shouldn't you have your stand too?
不是。
No.
你可以坚守你的立场。
You can insist on the stand, but to accept others too.
我是归正神学的。
I'm a reformed theologian.
我是地理的。
I want to sprinkle.
我不是反对方言。
I'm not opposing speaking tongue.
反对假的方言。
But false speaking tongue.
我为什么批判？
Was I critic?
灵恩运动的。
Charismatic movement.
他的启示论松懈到可以跟魔鬼留地步。
Because there are this doctrine of revelation is so loose, they can make room for the Satan.
所以讲我们立场是有的。
So our stand must be strong.
我们一定要在绝对的事情上争。
But then in the absolute thing, we must fight.
向相对的事情上包容。
To think with the relative, we must accommodate.
绝对的事情上我们保守。
Also in thinking with the absolute, we must keep it.
相对的事情上接纳。
And think with the relative, we accept.
这才照着圣经的意义。
This is the meaning of the Bible.
过一个好的基督徒的生活。
So to lead a good Christian life,
愿上帝赐福给我。
May God bless us.
所以我们站起来从第一节再念到第一节。
So rise and read again from verse 1.
我们一同来读。信
心
软
弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经接纳他了。
你
是
谁
竟论断别人的仆人呢？
他
或站住
或跌倒，
自有他的主人在，
而且他
也必要站住，
因为主人
使他站住。
有人
看
这
日
比那日
强，有人看这日都是一样，只是个人心里要意愿坚定。
守
日的人要为主守的，吃的人是为主吃的，
因
为他感谢神。不吃的人是为主不吃的，也感谢神。我们没有，
我都第七节，我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。好，第八节以后，我们下一次继续传讲。我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.